They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. And if you happen to be in Norway, this could be a very important story just for you. With me are several people. We're going to start out with Kay Thompson. She is the owner of this beautiful barn that's been redone into a business. And we're going to visit with her a little bit about the early story of this Norwegian group that made the trek all the way from Illinois to Iowa. Kay, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Well, so you and I just happened to meet on a park bench, if you will, here in Cambridge, Iowa.
Yes.
A little town about, 25, 30 miles north of Des Moines, something like that?
Yeah, probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And a tiny town, but you have this barn that's just an amazing place, a social gathering place. For weddings, family events, all kinds of things. But tell me this story that you were telling me on the park bench about this family that traveled from Norway to Iowa.
Yes, we were, you and I were sitting on a church pew, and I was finally resting out of this fantastic open house we're having here at the barn, our first big celebration. And I was fascinated by the barn the moment I walked in, because I grew up in southern Iowa, and there was no basement in a barn, and it was just a barn, a haymow. But when I walked in and saw this work of art, I said, this has to be. We have to have it. So we talked to Margaret, who is a part of the ownership, and we heard the story about Ole Appland. He was one of the Norwegians that came on a boat from Norway because they wanted to come to the United States, and they knew they were coming to Illinois. And when they got here, all the land they thought they were
in
going
Illinois,
to homestead,
all the land was gone, right?
Yeah, all the land was gone.
Okay.
And so they formed. They had about three or four guys. Ole Appland was one of them, and they formed a little wagon train to come down in a search party. And they got as far as Cambridge, and they found the right land. So the guys went back and told everybody there in Illinois that they found the place, so they formed a wagon train, and they all came to Cambridge. Ole met his wife on the wagon train, Anna, and they proceeded to have 14 kids. Ole was... he had such a vision.
14 children.
Yeah, 14 children. And this is how
It
happened. First, they built a sod house on this beautiful barn that we're sitting right now. And they lived in the sod house till Ole built, he and Anna, a home, which is our manager lives in now with her husband. And then they tore the sod house down where we are, and they built this fantastic barn. Yes, so this is how it all happened. And we walked in and we said, we cannot touch the inside of this beautiful place. So we, of course, lucked out. We insulated the ceiling outside. We insulated the walls outside. And we have now captured this beautiful moment that they're all sharing now.
It is a beautiful facility.
Yes.
And so well planned out. It took, I would imagine, a lot of time to put this together.
Yes, but Larry's daughter, Michelle, and I love, and we have a vision for decorating. And we have lived in the community a long time, and we know all the choice people to hire, and we had beautiful help.
Yeah, well.
So it has come to this conclusion that it's fantastic.
So the trek from Norway to Illinois to
yes.
Cambridge, Iowa,
yes.
to building a sod house, to building the house, which still stands, by
yes,
the way.
Yes.
And then this beautiful barn that has a basement because
yes.
it was also a milk barn, right?
A full basement. And Ole said, this community needs a Lutheran church. So he built a Palestine church just west of us. It burned down, but there's still a Palestine church in his in this area. And I said, where's Ole Applin buried? Well, he's building in a Norwegian cemetery, and his stone is the biggest and right in the center of the cemetery.
Of course.
This was quite a guy.
Of course. All right, we're going to switch gears here a little bit and talk to Margaret Freeland Nelson, who is the original owner of part of the family that owned this beautiful barn and this land prior to being bought by Kay Thompson and her husband. Wow. What an early story to your family, yeah?
Right. We go way back.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. So how much Norwegian do you know? Okay, well, I'm not sure.
Kandu,
huh? And you were just in Norway.
We were just in Norway. We were there for 2 weeks. We just got back a month ago. It was wonderful.
I bet it was, wasn't it?
We have relatives on both sides of my family. I'm full-blooded Norwegian. And my mother's family has a reunion every 5 years on the first Saturday in August. So you can just plan if you want to go to the reunion, the first Saturday in August every 5 years.
And you're going to Norway, right?
So we did go. We went to the reunion this year because we were going in 2020. And
COVID,
of course,
yeah.
We had to cancel everything out. So we went. They rescheduled it for 2023.
Now, I understand from our conversation with Kay that your family's owned this property for so very long, and then you kind of made the decision to sell it or to move on, or
we
what?
We did. That was a big decision. The family has owned at least minimum of 40 acres, but initially the land was in Ole Applin and Anna Applin's name. That was in 1854 when they came here, and the spring wagon that the four men came on, they claimed the land at Fort Des Moines. And then they went back to Lisbon, and they told the group, and there are different stories, 106 or 111,
right,
in different
articles.
And they told them, we have land, because the land had become very scarce in Illinois.
So I would imagine this really tugged at your heartstrings to have to leave this place.
You know, it was a huge decision,
yeah,
because now it is out of the family.
And the first time since
1854, since we officially own the land.
Now, mm-hmm, it's called the 1850 Homestead.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference in the 4 years?
Well, I think it rolls better and is more memorable, you know, in terms of marketing. So 1850, you know, I know the exact years. And they want to name it in a memorable. So we're going 1850s. How about
Got
that?
Got it. All right. Well,
right,
everything's about marketing these days,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
All the time.
Sure.
All right. So how did it happen that you were able to transfer ownership of the land and the barn to another family? I mean, mm-hmm, that took mm-hmm some time, yeah?
Well, it was getting complicated for us. I'm the only sibling in Iowa.
Oh.
Our parents have passed away.
Sure.
My mother died in 2007, but we always kept the barn. We had sold the farmland, but we had kept the farmstead. And we just couldn't let it go. We are so attached to this place.
How far away do you live from here?
I'm in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, my. So mm-hmm, a ways away.
A ways.
So you were not only dealing with the sale of this and all the complexities of that, mm-hmm, but also doing it perhaps from long distance.
Well, and I'm dealing with my siblings and a niece and a nephew. But we all love this place, and we knew none of us in the family were going to be here to care for the barn. We had to sell. We reached a point. It was time. I'm the youngest in the family. One sibling had died. So it was getting complicated in terms of ownership and what are we going to do now.
Right.
Next.
Right.
So we fixed up the barn as much as we could in terms of I found someone to, quote, restore the exterior, put on new doors and paint and redo a lot of the things. So it looked great. Nothing like it does now.
Right. Well,
looked great.
And that's the interior thing,
right,
that we're taking a look at. right now. Mm-hmm. We are visiting right now with Margaret Freeland Nelson, the original owner's family that owned this piece of land and this barn. Happy to see it turn out this way?
We are thrilled.
Yeah, I bet.
I cannot tell you. And all my cousins, I mean, you think this, there, you know, there's many, many family members
sure.
that are attached to this barn.
Well, Ole had 14 kids.
That's right. And then there was Knut and Tamina and Andrew and Anna and Kermit and Flora and then us kids.
Wow. Long history.
Mm-hmm.
Long
mm-hmm.
history.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And yet another transition. We're going to be speaking to, well, a daughter of the owner who happens to be the manager of the 1850 homestead. Her name is Michelle Riesberg. Her and her husband, Bill, are managing this place, and she comes from an entrepreneurial background as well. Wow. Michelle.
Yes.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Good to see you again.
You as well.
Yeah, we were at the dinner a couple of weeks ago here.
You were.
A lovely event.
Thank
and,
you.
And Davey Lamont Lohman
yes.
Is our
good
connection
friend.
Person over in Boone.
Yes.
So tell us, you're now managing this beautiful facility.
We are. We are very blessed to get to be part of that.
But I want to take you back just a little ways. You
okay.
are also just this entrepreneurial spirit that you had another business in town, yes?
We did. So in Boone, Iowa, we owned Old, New, and Things to Redo. We had that for about 10 years. And we just eventually closed that. We closed it last May, and we took over working with this wonderful barn and the renovation.
So you were responsible, in a large part, I would imagine, for getting the help out here to renovate the interior of this?
I would say a little bit. That's
yeah.
a good partnership with my dad. He had a lot of connections from flipping houses prior to being able to get some good crews out here.
That's
to help.
What your mother said. She
yes.
said that he was
yes.
He was the house flipper.
He was. He was.
So as you look at the business model of this,
yeah.
this was not cheap, this renovation.
That's
I mean,
true.
It's really pretty.
Thank you.
And so well preserved on the inside, plus some more modern additions.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what's the business model. What do you hope to do with the 1850 Homestead?
I believe that our mission statement is where we can have a great space to really represent community, family, and just an all-around great place to be able to have from music to weddings to Christmas parties, you name it. We just want to be able to, you know, spread the education for the history and to have a real place for community.
And how many people will this facility seat? Or
we have a 150 capacity.
Got it. Okay. So relatively manageable.
I think so.
Yeah. And you also have a serving area here.
We do.
The bar is here.
It is.
And you have dressing areas for brides and grooms, perhaps?
We do. We have both. We have our renovated hayloft area for the bridal suite. And then the lower level is groom suite.
Very nice. Tell me a little bit about... So, crazy question. How do you market something like, well, obviously like this, but how do you market something like this in the middle of Iowa's cornfields?
Well, that's a great question.
Right?
Social media is my friend. So I have been working our own social media for our past business as well as here. So marketing right now is Facebook, Instagram, and we're currently working on getting our website built as well.
Very good. And we will be linking to all of these things, ladies and gentlemen, on the radio blog. Final question for you, Michelle. I know you're busy. You've got this open house going on, and the place was swamped when I got here.
That's
about
great.
4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's starting to thin out just a tad bit. But what are people telling you as they come in here? Are you drumming up some excitement from
we
people?
Are.
And are they saying, hey, we got to remember this place?
We have had a lot of people. I think the biggest thing that we've heard people say when they come in is, that they absolutely adore the pictures they have seen, but when they come in and see it in person, mm-hmm. the pictures don't even do it justice.
Well, we understand, you know, the original owner, Margaret, is in Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
So that's a ways away, and your mom is close by.
Yes.
And now this is like a whole new generation taking shape.
Yeah, it's like
Cambridge.
A combined family.
It really is, isn't it?
It is.
And you're so fortunate to all like each other at the
right?
same time.
Yeah. They still like me.
Well, you've not been on the job that long.
Right? You know, there's
still
plenty of time to go downhill.
Exactly, there's still time. Thank you all for visiting with us about this. We will circulate this far and wide, and it is international, of course, and so I would suspect we'll have a couple of Norwegians hanging out.
We love those Norwegians.
I would imagine that you
yes.
would.
Can I add one other thing?
Of course you can.
I would love to just jump in and say the other big thing that we are very blessed to get to offer with this barn is just really sharing the history
yeah.
and how much time and family, the Norwegian history, all of that from the original family.
I understand you have a Norwegian boat out there.
We do, from the old restaurant, The Fjord in Huxley.
Of course, it would have to be from The Fjord.
It would, yes.
I'll be darned. I mean, we're going to turn this microphone, if you can just slide that over, to Margaret Freeland Nelson. And I just want you to end this saying something in Norwegian. Yeah, but you were just there. You can say, "Auf Wiedersehen," or what? You know.
Kom igen, come again.
Very good. Thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
What a fun conversation, and it all just happened by magic. You got to be at the right place at the right time, in order. Speaking about the 1850 homestead, where Kay Thompson, that's the barn owner, Margaret Freeland Nelson, and the manager, Michelle Riesberg. Good stuff. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Kay and Margaret and Michelle, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.